Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah, must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams with you on a March Madness Thursday as the NCAA tournament kicked off. All those play-in games are over from Tuesday and Wednesday night. They got down to serious action, Action Jackson Reams, no pun intended. And I'm happy to say that you and I, so far, our brackets are perfect.
Well, Greg, it's kind of been a boring day so far. I mean, we've had some close calls, but the chalk has held up to this point. At halftime, I think Gonzaga was real close with South Dakota State, but pulled away in the second half. Virginia and UNC Wilmington was a back-and-forth affair. Princeton missed a buzzer beater and ended up not beating Notre Dame, so Notre Dame moved on. And
you're saying it's boring?
Yeah, well, I mean, just saying that it's boring because they haven't had the results that we're used to having, you know? I'm used to having some upsets, especially in those 5-12 games, and right now the Fives are 2-0.
Well, that's a good point, but man, I mean, Princeton had a 3-point shot that could have won that game at the buzzer. North Carolina, Wilmington, and Virginia is a 2-point game with 1 minute to go, and Virginia pulls away, I think wins by 6, so a little bit deceiving because it was a lot closer than that score indicated, so I love it. It's my favorite time of the year, and lots of great games going on right now. Florida, of course, SEC school, they were kind of struggling the first half, but they seem to be doing much better now.
Yeah, they pulled out to a 12-point lead, 59-47, with just under 8 minutes left in that game against East Tennessee State. Vanderbilt is also in action right now in the first half against Northwestern. 6 minutes until halftime, Vanderbilt trails Northwestern 19-14. West Virginia looks like they'll be wrapping up a win over Bucknell. And then the game that I and many others I know have as an upset, 12-seed Middle Tennessee State leads Minnesota, 5-seed and little Ricky P, 37-31 at halftime.
I loved it. I saw somebody on Twitter compare and said, you know, Ricky P Jr. looks like Howard from Big Bang Theory. And I was like, wow.
That's interesting. I can't say that I've ever watched Minnesota play because I just don't care enough to watch Minnesota play for any reason. But if this MTSU game in Minnesota keeps going at the rate it's going, it's going to be one I'm going to have to pay attention to. Greg, I think I have MTSU in multiple brackets going to the Sweet 16, so they cannot lose that game.
I'm with you, man. That's one of my picks, too. And we had our big Shamrock's Bar and Grill $100 gift card, first place prize, and our ESPN 1250 Sports Talk bracket had almost 50 people participate. And I'm glad that you and I are still perfect at this point in the game. But Shamrock's Bar and Grill is our sponsor of the day, and they are a great place to go watch all the NCAA tournament action. Kicked off at noon today. It'll kick off at noon tomorrow, and we'll end really late tonight, Jackson Reams.
Well, they're going to go late into the night tonight. I mean, Kentucky tips off tomorrow night. between 9:30 and 10, I think, is what we've found out now. And so, yeah, these games are going to go all day long. It's super exciting. Now, I kind of have a weird position because today I was in and out of work. Tomorrow I'm going to be at work all day. So I don't know how much I'm going to get to watch, but you can bet I've got an app on my phone that will allow me to watch any game live that I choose. And I probably will be using that over the next day or so.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here, not a very long limb, but say there will not be a lot of work getting done this afternoon or Friday afternoon.
I think that's a fair statement to make, Greg. Also, I think Kentucky currently is doing a press conference, John Calipari and the seniors, to preview that game against Northern Kentucky. But so we might bring you a little bit of quotes later. And also on another Kentucky note, right now, like right this second at Fayette Mall, Matthew Mitchell is handing out free tickets to the women's NCAA tournament game. If you haven't, or if you're not on your way, you definitely should be, because I don't know how many tickets he has or how long they're going to last. He started at 5 o'clock, but that women's game against Belmont gets tipped off tomorrow at noon. That's what I thought. So you may want to go do that right now, too.
Yeah, I mean, man, got the Kentucky High School Basketball State Tournament, 11th region. Scott County had a close game in the first half with Pulaski County, but smoked them in the second half, won by about 30 points. And then tomorrow they'll have a big matchup at noon, two big games. You got the ladies UK Hoops team playing Belmont at noon, I think 12:15 maybe to be exact, at Memorial Coliseum. You can still get tickets for that. And then the Sweet 16 Boys High School State Basketball Tournament in Rupp Arena, number one Scott County or number one Bowling Green. I'm not sure which one.
I think it's number one Scott County, number two Bowling
Green. Bowling Green play tomorrow. Could be the best game of the tournament. So, man, lots of great basketball going on. Follow us on Twitter. Action Jack Dreams does a great job keeping you updated on that. In our next segment, we're going to be talking with Peter Burns from the SEC Network. Peter's one of the anchors there. SEC's got five teams in the tournament, as we told you right now. Florida and Vanderbilt playing as we speak. Kentucky tomorrow night at 9:50. I know Arkansas plays Seton Hall. I'm not sure when that one is. And who's our fifth team? South Carolina's got Marquette.
Arkansas Seton Hall is tomorrow. And then South Carolina would be over on this side. That is also tomorrow. So the other three SEC teams will be in action tomorrow. Just have Florida and Vandy playing simultaneously right now.
Well, he'll be with us in our second segment, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Probably the breaking news of the day on top of all the March Madness. I'll let you talk about it, because obviously it's a little bit close to home with me. My former assistant coach and friend, Tom Crean at Indiana, no longer the head coach at Indiana.
That's right. After nine seasons at Indiana, Tom Crean has been let go by the university. He, of course, had a one time he came on our show here on 1250 Sports Talk. So I guess I was a little bit more okay with him than maybe other fans in the Big Blue Nation were. But he ended up going 166-135 over his nine seasons, which is only a 55% win percentage. But remember, when he came into that program in 2008, it was just in shambles after all of the NCAA violations that Kelvin Sampson had committed. And he took over a team, and in their fourth year, I believe, was able to get them back to the NCAA tournament, and that was when they beat Kentucky on the buzzer beater, quote unquote. That was when they were back, but things haven't quite gone as smoothly as they hoped. They went to three.
Who did they beat last year in the NCAA tournament? And
they also beat Kentucky last year. Yes.
Okay.
They've had three Sweet 16 appearances under Crean, but never went any further than that, and made it to the NCAA tournament four times in 9 years. Kind of. Probably can write off the first three seasons where he was getting things back in order. So four times in 6 years is really how things went there. But they had missed it two of the last 4 years. And we all know college basketball these days is what have you done for me lately. He was 71-91 in Big Ten play, which was 44% winning percentage. Won the Big Ten title two times in his tenure.
Well, you know, I saw it coming. Obviously, you finish 18-16. They're not going to settle for that there. The amazing part is, though, last year he was the Big Ten Coach of the Year. They just ran through the Big Ten tournament. And, you know, it's one of the tougher conferences in the country. But at the end of the day, it is. It's about winning. The thing I think is IU, I think, is a program that thinks it's a little better than it is. They want to be up there with the Kentuckys of the world. And I don't think they're quite a blue blood right now. I think Kelvin Sampson and Mike Davis, all those guys after Bobby Knight, it kind of went down some. But it's in great shape right now as far as, you know, there's no probation. They've got a new practice facility. They renovated Assembly Hall. And so it's going to be a great opportunity for somebody. And, you know, whoever gets it walks into a good situation. And for Tom, he'll be fine. One, he'll find another job somewhere, no problem. Or number two, they still owe him $4 million.
They do. His buyout is $4 million. It 2 years ago was $12 million. It had gone down as they stuck with him down to $4 million. And if they had waited until July 1st, Greg, they actually would have only owed him $1 million. But like I was talking about with my dad last night, we both agreed, I don't think with recruiting that you could wait until the middle of July to fire a coach. So they ended up going ahead and pulling the trigger early now. Like you said, they were 18-16 this year. They finished 7-11 in the Big Ten tournament, and they lost in the first round of the NIT at Georgia Tech last week. They did have wins over Kansas and North Carolina this year, but lost a starter preseason to injury, a starter during the season to injury, and just were never able to really recover. I've heard names for this job being Steve Alford, who played at Indiana, Archie Miller from Dayton, and Chris Mack from Xavier, although Rick Bozich says Chris Mack will not be the choice for IU.
Well, Rick Bozich is an Indiana University graduate, so he has a real interest in who does get this job. So, of course, Evan Daniels was reporting some of those other names. And so there's two of the best in the business at that. So they'll get a good candidate for that. And, of course, we announced yesterday, and now it's official, that Missouri has a new head coach.
Well, we'll get that into that a little later, Greg, just because we're up against the end of the segment here. But definitely something that you want to stick around for and listen to. We'll probably even talk to Peter Burns about it. Quanzo Martin at Missouri and may have landed a monumental commitment over these last 24 hours.
All right, we got to take our first break, but stay with us. We get back, we'll talk with Peter Burns from ESPN and the SEC Network next on Sports Talk. Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn and Action Jackson Reams here with you on a beautiful Thursday in Central Kentucky. I want to thank Shamrock's Bar and Grill for being our sponsor today. Two locations in Lexington for you to watch all the March Madness NCAA tournament action. One over on Patchen Drive, right off Richmond Road, which is the original location. Then they opened a new location a couple years ago over off of Tate Creek Road and Man of War in the Heartland Shopping Center. So go check out Shamrock's Bar and Grill and tell them that we sent you from 1250 Sports Talk. Well, joining us on the phone line now is our friend Peter Burns with the SEC Network. And Peter, how's your bracket doing so far, my man?
Hey, undefeated so far, Greg. But of course, in the end, we haven't had any kind of crazy upset. So, you know, like I said, I didn't get too cute. I figure every year there's a ton of upsets, so I figure maybe this will be the year that it'll be a bunch of chalk, and that'll be good for Kentucky fans.
Well, let me ask you, did you have just like one team, like, for instance, with me, Middle Tennessee was who I was counting on to do a little bit of work this year. Who was your, you know, kind of dark horse or upset special?
You know, I kind of like Vandy. I think that the way that I saw them play at the end of the year, they got really good defensively, and then they could shoot the outside shot. So I actually had Vandy going to my Sweet 16. So I guess, people will call me a homer, but I've seen them firsthand. When those guys can play, they're as dangerous as anybody with the way they can stretch the floor. And if Matthew Fisher Davis can start playing, that's a dangerous team right there.
Well, I'm with you. I really like Vanderbilt, too, and I hope that they do get at least a couple of W's there to help my bracket out. Well, the SEC has kind of struggled with the past few years, getting two and three teams, not very many, but this year they got five, so feel like the NCAA or the SEC was fairly represented this year in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I think what happened is that, you know, overall, listen, the SEC got a bad rep over the last couple of years, and rightfully so. Outside of Kentucky, and, you know, in Florida and Arkansas, really, there hasn't been a whole lot of, you know, love in this conference. And so I think Mike Trangheesi, what he did was he helped come over to the SEC and said, hey, we need to start scheduling better. You know, it doesn't matter if you win 23 games like South Carolina did last year. If you're not playing good opponents, it's okay to lose. You just need to lose to top 50 opponents. You just can't afford to slip up against somebody that you should beat. So I think that's one of the reasons why Vandy's in the tournament. And I think what happened is scheduling harder out of conference games, Greg, allowed the conference to get a little bit better. And we actually saw it, I think, in the SEC Big 12 Challenge where, listen, I mean, you go going 5-5 is not great, but it's better than years past where the SEC's kind of got embarrassed on that weekend.
Well, that's a great point. That has been an embarrassing weekend, and they did hold their own in that. So hopefully building on the future because got a lot of really good coaches. And, in fact, speaking of that, Missouri just got a new coach. What did you think about the hire of Quanzo Martin at Missouri?
Man, I didn't know much about Quanzo, so I started making some phone calls and started talking to people, and I really couldn't find a cross word. You know, I mean, almost everyone says this is a guy that players love to play for. You know, kind of fell apart there in Cal, but with his background, you know, recruiting Chicago, that this is a guy that can help bring some kids to Missouri and kind of help build a program back up that, to where it used to be. I mean, you know, I go back to some of the you know, Kansas-Missouri games back in the day, and you had some battles, you know, when those guys were battling each other in the Big 12. So, listen, Kim Anderson was up a tough situation. I mean, Frank Haith left him with a bad deck of cards, and he did it the best that he could. And as much as I love Kim Anderson, it just wasn't they couldn't win. And so now you always want to be the guy after the guy, right? Like either replacing a legend or replacing, a bad situation. And so that's what Kwanzaa's fallen into in Mizzou. And listen, he's making $3.5 million for 7 years. So it could be a whole lot worse things for him to be involved with as well.
Peter, this is Jackson. I knew you all were talking about the development of the league and especially the future, but with those five teams in the NCAA tournament right now, looks like Florida may be wrapping up the conference's first win of the day and of the tournament so far. How important is it for these teams in the SEC that are in the tournament this year to have at least decent runs for the overall outlook of the tournament and the development, but also its overall national, you know, spotlight?
Yeah, I mean, huge, because everyone's going to look at it. I mean, listen, heavy is the head that wears the crown, right? I think if you look at all the sports outside of college basketball lately, the SEC between football has always been very competitive on a championship level, baseball, softball, track. And so all the other conferences and all the fans are sick and tired of the SEC, frankly, being as dominant as it is and everything else. So they love to pull for anything that, you know, when the conference struggles. So, you know, for Florida to make sure that they don't lose in the first round, for Vandy to win two games, for Arkansas to win a couple games, for even South Carolina, who kind of limped into the tournament to make it to the next weekend, is huge. But then again, listen, when it comes down to it, it's all about what the best in your conference can bring. And once again, those hopes and dreams are squarely on the shoulders of Big Blue Nation and what Coach Cal can get with this squad. That probably has arguably as good of a ceiling. You know, they can win the national championship. There's no doubt in my mind. The question is, what Kentucky team are you going to have? Not necessarily in the first round, but when you start meeting capable opponents that are, you know, an 8 seed or a 4 seed or a 3 seed deeper into the run.
Well, Peter, as Michael Jordan said, the ceiling is the roof, but we're should give more respect.
I still don't know what that is, but kudos for him. He'll find a way to make a dollar or two off of it.
Oh, absolutely. The next T-shirt, their Jordan's coming with that, baby. But what do you see for Kentucky in this tournament? Like you said, I mean, you don't know which coach you're getting, but after their run, I think they've won 11 in a row, if I'm not mistaken. Right. How far do you see them going in this tournament?
I mean, listen, I think that you have to look at, with this squad, how talented they are between De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk and what Bam Adebayo's been able to do and with Briscoe being a little bit more of a leadership role for him. I think Parr is – I think people will be disappointed if it's not a Final Four run. I think that is what people are expecting. I mean, I guess if you make the Elite Eight and lose that game and don't go to the Final Four, it could be expected, but – anything short of an Elite Eight would be shocking to me with how much talent Coach Cal has and the way these guys are playing late. I mean, you know, we talked to Antoine Walker and Tony Delk and some of the Kentucky greats, and he's like, you know, they told us how important it was to have that winning streak late into the season because you kind of felt, hey, listen, we've fixed everything that's wrong, like Kentucky did, losing those three games. And by playing UCLA, by playing North Carolina, by playing these tough games early, they're as battle tested as anyone. So,
Peter, you may not have heard about this, but having some fun around here, as Kentucky will face Northern Kentucky in the first round of the tournament, there's a steakhouse owner who said that if Northern Kentucky beat Kentucky, he would buy all of Northern Kentucky students a steak dinner, which is 15,000 students. Then a Lexington steakhouse one-upped that and said if Kentucky wins the national championship, they will buy all of Kentucky students and faculty a steak dinner, which is about 35,000 or so. Can you talk a little bit about just, like, you know, how people are really getting into this tournament and how just, especially in the SEC, how important these games are for all these individuals?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's huge. I mean, when you start talking about Kentucky sports, it is basketball. They are the blue blood. And whether or not it's steak dinners or whether or not it's banners, there's one thing that you want if you're a Wildcats fan, and it's to make a run. And I think, listen, I think it's a safe bet because I don't think Northern Kentucky, bless them, I don't think they're going to have an opportunity to go against Coach Cal and those guys. So I think there's a not going to be a 215 upset. But, again, like I said, I think, honestly, as crazy it is, I think Fox will get his. I think Monk will get his. As long as Bam stays out of foul trouble, and you can have – if Derek Willis is hot, if you go back and look at the Fox score and Derek Willis ended up shooting 40% from three, which I know is a crazy number, but if he's got a run where he puts up six games or four games in a row like that, I think that's the biggest X factor. Everybody wants to talk about Monk and Fox. I still think as Derek Willis being able to stretch the floor, which is going to be the key for if the Cats can indeed make a good run.
All right, let's move out of the SEC and NCAA turn for a second. Follow you on Twitter. By the way, we're talking with Peter Burns with the SEC Network, a must-follow on Twitter. Lots of great sports information, but also lots of great humor and great opinions, editorials there. I loved your take on this LeVar Ball and Lonzo Ball's dad out at UCLA, California. Share with our listening audience your take on him.
No, I mean, listen, you know, everyone's getting all upset, and they're upset with what Mr. Ball is saying and saying, hey, you could take – Jordan and he could be Barkley and his son's worth $1 billion. And I said, listen, that doesn't bother me at all because we live in a media world where so many people are lazy and so they're going to get the marketing of it, right? So, I mean, I pay attention more to the Ball family and the kid at UCLA and the kid coming up more so than I ever have simply because his dad's running his mouth. So I'm like, well, is that I don't like it. I would not choose to go that way, but if you're going to, well, then guess what? People are giving you – I mean, we just saw a presidency kind of run on just crazy comments, and everyone got publicity over it. So I'm like, if that works for a president, why would it not work for a dad and his kid trying to get a couple of dollars? I get it. I don't necessarily like it, but I understand that's the world that we live in right now with media. I wish I could do something to stop it, but I can't. So I at least appreciate the guys that are smart enough saying that they're going to work the machine, and that's all he's doing.
Peter, my last question. I know you work around some guys who played at LSU. That LSU basketball job's still open.
Yep.
You may not know who they're going to hire, but what do you think they're looking for at LSU? I mean, I know that home run would be the best idea, but what's the most likely scenario, you think?
Well, I mean, it's got to be somebody like Eric Musselman is somebody that is familiar with the LSU staff. That's a name that's been batted around right now. I mean, they've got to find a way to tap back into the student base there. I mean, it was sad watching 1,500 students in the Pete Maravich Assembly Center. I mean, that was sad to see in Baton Rouge of such a storied franchise. I mean, outside of Kentucky, no one's won more SEC championships than LSU sitting at 10. So now, of course, they're like 30 behind Kentucky, but that's to be expected. But, you know, Johnny Jones is kind of the same situation that Kim Anderson was in with Missouri. Former guy that played or was around the program, super nice guy. Everybody liked him, but just couldn't get it done. So they need somebody like an Avery Johnson, a Bruce Pearl that's going to bring, you know, an interest back into LSU and someone, frankly, who can go ahead and tap into Louisiana. I mean, there are so many recruits in the football world, and there's still a lot of recruits in the basketball world that LSU does not tap into locally. So that's going to be the most important thing, and I think that they'll wait and see, you know, what transpires after March Madness before they pull the trigger on something.
Well, on a side note here, like I said, we follow you on Twitter here at 1250 Sports Talk. Saw that you got to partake of a meal at Hattie B's. Talk to us about it. How was it, my friend?
Hattie B's is good, man. Although everyone talked about when I went up to Vandy for the spring tour, I met with Derek Mason and those guys, obviously coming off a bowl victory, and Coach texted me and he said, hey, man, you need to make sure you got some Hattie B's when you're in town. So I did it, and the National Hot Chicken is pretty legit. I mean, everyone's talked about it. I didn't go to Prince's, which I heard is even hotter, but, I highly recommend anybody going to Nashville, take a detour, go to Hattie B's and try some. So I'll vouch for Hattie B's. They'll get my vote and my $15 next time I'm in town.
All right. Final thing for you. You talked about the spring football tour. Will you be coming through Lexington by any chance?
I'm not, but I know the guys are, and I know that they're excited to see what Stoops is going to, you know, bring. I mean, everyone's talking about the practice facility and how that's one of the best in the country. So I'm disappointed because I went there last year and got to see the shell of it, but it wasn't finished yet. So I think McElroy and a couple of the other guys are going to be out there. So, you know, I like the fact of how Stoops is running his offense a little bit more run first than the air raid, and I'm excited to see what those guys can do in the East because I still think the East guys next year is going to still be wide open.
All right. Peter, great stuff as always, man. Thanks so much for giving us some of your time, man. I hope your bracket continues to stay clean.
Thanks, boys. Y'all have a good one.
All right, man. Take care. That's Peter Burns with SEC Network, a must-follow on Twitter, at Peter Burns ESPN. Has lots of SEC information, including Kentucky stuff. Also a really funny guy, has some great takes on national sports items, too. Well, stay with us. We'll get back. We'll give you an update on NCAA basketball action and much more going on in the sports world. You're listening to Sports Talk with Action Jackson Marines and yours truly, Greg Horn, on Sports Talk, AM 1250 WLRT. Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill. Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams with you. I want to thank our sponsor today, Shamrock's Bar and Grill. If you're looking for a great place to watch March Madness basketball games, look no further than Shamrock's Bar and Grill. Two locations in Lexington, one off Richmond Road on Patchen Drive. Been there for long as I can remember. Then they opened a new location a few years ago over off the Tate's Creek Road, Man of War area in the Heartland Shopping Center. Go check out Shamrock's Bar and Grill and tell them we sent you from 1250 Sports Talk. Hey, if you ever miss any of our shows, you can always catch our podcast. Jackson Reams does a great job with those, gets those updated about 15, 20 minutes after we're done. So 6:15, 6:20 p.m., you'll even be able to hear tonight's show, especially if you just missed our interview with SEC Network's Peter Burns. Always good stuff with Peter. Getting his thoughts on the SEC teams and the NCAA tournament, the LSU head coaching vacancy in men's basketball, and much more. To find out where you can list our podcast, go to our website, 1250sportstalk.com. www.sportstalk.com, or the easiest way is to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook simply at 1250 Sports Talk. Well, Action Jackson Marines, we reported yesterday that Kentucky was having their open shootaround to the public during this time period right now while we're doing 1250 Sports Talk. And I saw Kyle Tucker just tweeted out that the crowd is getting a kick out of watching seven-footer Isaac Humphreys, who has played very little lately, putting on a show with these drills today.
Well, I think that's always a good thing to hear. You know, I do, going down the line, Isaac Humphreys is going to have to contribute more in the future. I don't think necessarily this year, but definitely in the future, he's going to be a guy coming off the bench who's going to have a lot of experience, and hopefully he can start becoming a real player. I say that joke, I don't mean a real player, but a player who's contributing on this team. And we've seen sometimes it takes time. Maybe he's starting to get it.
I'll tell you one thing, you know, Coach Cal obviously is a phenomenal coach, but I feel like his leash is really short with Isaac, man. As soon as he misses one block out or whatever, I mean, the guy's not even had time to break a sweat yet. He, you know, next dead ball, he's coming out. So, man, I know that hopefully he'll hang in there, and maybe he'll have a Derek Willis, Dominique Wilkins.
Not Wilkins. Hawkins.
Hawkins.
But he could be. I mean, he reminds me so much of Dominique Wilkins because of all the Dominique Wilkins I watched in my time. In my 24 years, I've watched a lot of Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah,
but while since we just came out of a segment with SEC Network's Peter Burns, wanted to go ahead and give some updates. Florida went on to win the first SEC game of the NCAA tournament. Florida defeating 13 seed East Tennessee State 80-65. The Gators will now play 5-seed Virginia in the next round. And then we didn't get to talk about this Quanzo Martin thing. I teased that he possibly got a huge recruit, and let me clarify what I meant by that. Yesterday, Washington fired their head coach Lorenzo Romar, who had been there for 15 seasons, but he had missed the last six NCAA tournaments, including this year, with likely number one overall pick Markel Fultz. Well, next year, he's having a top three player come in, Michael Porter Jr., and when Washington decided to fire Romar, Michael Porter Jr., I think, has to reevaluate his options. Well, he's apparently originally from St. Louis, Missouri. He's been playing in Seattle because his dad was employed on Romar's staff. But if Romar's fired, then his dad doesn't have a job anymore. And according to Paul Biancardi of ESPN, Quanzo Martin is going to bring on Michael Porter Sr., the player's dad, onto his staff at Missouri. And because Michael Porter Jr. did not sign a national letter of intent, he is likely to end up at Missouri now, meaning that a top three player could end up being at another school in the SEC not named Kentucky next season.
Well, if Quanzo Martin gets that pulled off, that would be a huge start, a great foundation to build his program around, even though probably he'll be a one and done. Still, he might even be able to get somebody else in this spring class, possibly, to partner with him. So I could very well see that happening. And Quanzo Martin's a good recruiter. And, man, if you can win at Tennessee in basketball, you can surely win in Missouri.
Yeah, I would think so. And so, you know, I didn't realize I think he's from St. Louis also. So he has a background in the area and should have plenty to bring to the table there for Missouri. I mean, what a whirlwind for that basketball program. They have been so low for the last few years. They getting hit with NCAA violations and all of that. And now as soon as you hire a new guy, he may have brought in a top three player with him. And it would be an amazing accomplishment for Quanzo and a big bang to start his career at Missouri.
Well, last night the NCAA tournament had a couple play-in games. First one, you know, not a lot of interest, even though for the University of California at Davis, it was their first NCAA, I believe, appearance. If not, I know it was definitely their first win. I did hear that part for sure. But they beat University of North Carolina Central 67-63. Then in the nightcap, a really good game. Providence was up, and I could go to bed because Southern Cal was making a comeback. And Jackson, you told me you were already in bed.
Well, I wasn't in bed. Let's not get carried away here. I was playing a video game all night, so I didn't watch. But I did hear that South Carolina, or Southern California, came back from a 15-point deficit, which ties the second most points ever come back on to get a win in the NCAA tournament last night by beating Providence 75-71. Another interesting tidbit is those two teams played last year as an 8-9 game. Providence won that game, so now Southern Cal won this year. I think these two teams are going to have to start scheduling each other because they've got a bit of a rivalry going on. And Greg, interestingly enough, all three of the biggest comebacks in NCAA history, all three of them were in first four games. Ole Miss defeating BYU after being down 17 points was the most. That was in 2015. Then this game last night, and BYU defeated Iona when they were trailing by 15 points back in 2012. So even though we all hate on those first four games, I mean, they do end up having some pretty good games, apparently.
Yeah, that was a really good one last night. I was fighting it to stay awake, but Southern Cal was making a nice run there and just kind of enjoyed that. And it was a nice win, didn't really care, but it was good basketball. Well, Middle Tennessee, it looks like we're going to be safe, hopefully, on this. Still a lot of time left, 11:46, but Middle Tennessee leading number five, Minnesota, 59-44. We got to take our final break. It's a short one. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Talk with Action Jackson Marines and yours truly, Greg Horn, on AM 1250. RT.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Each show, we like to take a minute to thank one of our long-term sponsors, Asbury University. Did you know that with graduation rates 2 to 5 times higher than public universities in Kentucky and retention rates better than any school in the regional college rankings, that Asbury was named the number one college in the South in 2015 by U.S. News and World Report and has been in the top five every year since 2012? If a nationally ranked private education at an affordable price interests you or your student at home, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams with you. I want to thank our sponsor of the day, Shamrock's Bar and Grill. Two great places to watch March Madness. Lots of TVs, really good food, and one over off the Richmond Road on Patchen Drive. The other one over on the other side of town off of Tate Street and Manowar in the Heartland Shopping Center. Go see Shamrock's Bar and Grill and tell them we sent you from 1250 Sports Talk. Well, Jackson, we've been talking a lot about the NCAA tournament, as we should, but the NIT going on, unfortunately not been real good for the SEC. And in fact, yesterday we talked with Belmont Associate Athletic Director George Plaster, and their men's team played the Georgia Bulldogs on the road last night, and unfortunately the Bulldogs didn't do so well.
Well, unfortunate for the SEC, but good for George Plaster and Belmont, as the Bruins came out with a win 78-69 on the road. They defeat 2-seed Georgia, and they move on in the NIT. That means that the only SEC team that won their game and will move on in the NIT is Ole Miss, and they will play at Syracuse, the 1-seed, on Saturday. The conference's lone NIT team left, and they may not survive that either because Syracuse has been very tough to beat at home. Georgia lost at home, Alabama lost at home, and I believe those were all of the NIT teams from the conference, but not great for the SEC there in the NIT. But let's talk about Belmont. I mean, just the success that they've had. They showed a graphic last night on the game that in the last 12 years, Belmont has won 20-plus games, 11 of those 12 seasons. They have a postseason in 11 of 12 seasons. They have 235 conference wins since 2003, which is second in all of NCAA basketball, and 16 conference championships since 2006, which is third in all of NCAA basketball. So like I was saying yesterday when I asked George Plaster about the thought, you know, how the team would feel going in on the road, Belmont is a team that has had a lot of success. I'm sure they were not afraid, and they went out and showed it last night, getting a 9-point win on the road in Athens.
Oh, that's a huge win, man. And, you know, we talked about LSU having a job opening. Unfortunately, my former co-worker, Tom Crean, let go today at Indiana. Mark Fox in Georgia, it's got to be a little bit warm in his seat.
Well, George predicted that if Belmont won that game, that he thought Mark Fox would be on his way out. I haven't heard anything for sure yet, but that's definitely something to keep your eye on. That could be yet another job opening up in the SEC. Mark Fox has done decent at Georgia, but he's never really been able to get over the hump. Still has never made an NCAA tournament, although I think a lot of his teams looked like on paper and even how they played throughout the year that they should be NCAA tournament teams, but there's just been that mountain that he's been unable to get over, and it may end up costing him his job this time around.
Yeah, I hope he can hang in there. My brother Darren coached against him, knows him well, so really good guy. Georgia, a tough place to win. Nobody's really had a lot of success there unless they've cheated. And, you know, I don't know what they can do, but hopefully he holds on, but we'll see what happens. LeVar Ball, you got to have a little rant yesterday, a little therapy. You felt better about it. Just when we think maybe it'll settle down, he continues to stay in the media.
Yeah, the dude just keeps talking. He has said that, you know, Michael Jordan has sons, LeBron James has sons. Everyone's sons are all trash, but his are really good. He even went as far as to call out LeBron James Jr. by name. The kid is still a kid, and said that he's just not convinced that LeBron James Jr. will end up being successful in the NBA. I would like to hear what LeBron has to say in LeBron James Sr. has to say in response to that, because I don't think he'll take kindly to LeVar Ball talking about his son. I saw Charles Barkley challenge LeVar Ball to one-on-one play, and LeVar said, "I don't take Barkley serious. He's too fat," or something along those lines. But Ball was on Sports Nation on ESPN, I think, yesterday, played Marcellus Wiley one-on-one. Marcellus Wiley is a former NFL player, not an NBA player, won that game. And so not only is he continuing to talk, but he's being rewarded for it, going on these shows and on other interviews and just staying in the press all the time.
Well, as I thought Peter Burns summed it up well. He said, you know, "I don't really like it, but, you know, or don't care for it, but the guy is taking advantage of," he called it lazy journalism. You know, it's easy to report, and he's got a son that's really, really good, two future sons that had the possibility to be good. So we probably haven't heard the last of this guy.
No, we definitely have not, which is very unfortunate in my opinion.
All right, well, let's talk a little NBA. Lots of cats have been playing really, really well lately. Last weekend, Anthony Davis had 46 points, 21 rebounds on his birthday. And then in the fourth quarter, Big Daddy Cuz, his new Kentucky teammate, did not get to play in the fourth, yet the New Orleans Pelicans still got the W, so nice win for them. Julius Randle, Jamal Murray, there's lots of guys playing well, but last night, this is the one that caught me the most off guard. Scal Labissiere, baby.
Career high 32 points and 11 rebounds for Scal last night in a Kings 107-101 win over the Phoenix Suns. He was 11 of 15 from the floor, so almost flawless. And in that game, of course, that featured plenty of cats because Tyler Ulis got his first start of his career, got 13 points, 13 assists. He was probably wondering where in the world this Scal Labissiere came from and how much they could have used him last year. And then Devin Booker, 19 points. Willie Cauley-Stein, 14 points, 11 rebounds. A lot going on in that game, but you can't overlook the fact that Scal is the first player from the 2016 draft class to score more than 30 points in a game. And he was a guy who struggled terribly all year long at Kentucky last year. A lot of people saying that he's just a different kind of player than what Coach Cal uses, and can't, you know, Coach Cal didn't let him be a stretch four, and that's what he is now. Do you blame Coach Cal for that?
Absolutely. And I'm not dogging Cal. He's obviously a phenomenal coach. But it was obvious the guy could not play on the block. And if he would have played him at the four or just let him play outside, the guys were – I mean, are you kidding me? 32 points in the league and 11 rebounds. And he's had some other double-figure games. He's just 19. I mean, he's just scratching the surface. Our friend David Rodriguez with BurgerFi actually used to coach him some in AAU summer ball. And he said, I'm telling you, the guy's going to be a good pro. Just give him time. So I'm thinking 3 or 4 years down the road, last night he's got 32 and 11 rebounds. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's playing with confidence like he never played with at Kentucky. I think that has a lot to do with it. He's crashing the boards like he never did at Kentucky. I think that has a lot to do with it. But you definitely can't deny that Coach Cal wanted him to be a big, tough, big man, and that's just not what Scal is. And he's now blossoming, being able to play the position that he's been most successful at.
But you can't blame Cal. I mean, you know, it's worked pretty well for DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, and Carl Anthony Towns, did I say that?
Yeah, right? Yeah, those are all three of the best big men in the game right now.
So can't blame him for trying to model that. But, man, I'm just happy for this kid because he went through a lot, obviously, in Haiti and now here.
And another guy had a 30-plus point game for the first time in his career last night, Julius Randle, with 32 points, 8 rebounds. Now the Lakers lost 139-100 at Houston, but great night for Julius there. And you were talking about DeMarcus Cousins. Greg, he got his 19th technical of the season last year. But wait, there's good news. But
last,
I just want to say,
last night,
it would be the most in a season since Rasheed Wallace had 21 in 2006 and 2007. But it sounds like it is going to be rescinded. He will not be fined and will not miss a game and will not set a record yet for the most technicals in a season. From what I saw, it looked like he pushed a player in the game against the Heat, but apparently it's going to be rescinded, according to journalists in New Orleans.
Wow. Well, that's good to hear. I was really hoping, you know, with the change of scenery, new environment, you know, Sacramento, everybody talks about it's, you know, just a black hole. People go there and they disappear. And, you know, the fresh start in New Orleans, having somebody to help him out like Anthony Davis, my goodness, and yet he's still got a technical, like his, what, third game there or something?
But he's only had one so far. Technically two, but the second one will be rescinded.
Well, and to bring back the Sacramento thing, to me, that's what makes it even more amazing what Scal Abissier is doing. He's doing it in Sacramento.
Yeah, it's really been amazing. Greg, we're right up at the end of the show here. Looks like Middle Tennessee State is not quite as far out in front anymore. 62-55, 7 minutes left. Northwestern 40-32 over Vanderbilt with 15 minutes left. And, of course, still plenty of basketball on tonight. I give you one to watch. I say Virginia Tech, Wisconsin tonight, 9:40 p.m. on CBS. You will not be awake for that.
Oh, for Action Jack Turing, good thing I like him. That'll be a wrap. We'll see you tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. for Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.